Well, Martha, the last time I saw you was at Medina, and you were getting ready for drive, chip, and putt, and you went down to Augusta National, and you made the most of your very last opportunity in that competition. Tell us what it was like to not just go there again, but this time to win it.
It felt amazing. I mean, I was really excited to go back there because I already knew what to expect and I knew what to practice, or not practice, because I actually didn't spend the winter practicing for Augusta because that's what I did last winter. Mm-hmm. And yes, I got better at lag putting and chipping, but I just stressed myself too much and I just couldn't do my best out there. But this year I practiced on what I would usually practice for in a regular season, mm-hmm. and it worked out great for me.
Well, I know when we would see your drives at Medina in the simulator, they bang that back wall pretty loud. It looks like we knew that you'd be really good in the driving competition anyway.
Yeah, I didn't hit it as far as I wanted to or thought I did because mainly I think it was just uphill and against wind. But, I mean, I won it, so that's great.
So who did you get to meet? Did you see any of the ladies' amateur competition that was there, and did you get to meet any of the men's pros?
I actually didn't watch the women's, but I got to watch the practice round for the men's. I also met Rose Zhang and all the players because I was able to go into the kid area where you can get like signatures. So I got to meet like Hideki. I met to meet like Rory and all those big name players.
Did any of them know that you had won?
Yeah, because I had the dredge and putt hat and they were like, oh, wait, I saw you yesterday. And I was like, oh, and then, yeah, they were like, you should give me your autograph. It was just funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I bet that was really a lot of fun. And now this summer you've played in a couple of tournaments, but as you told me, you kind of, I guess you went up to Wisconsin, maybe with your family, and you kind of had a little scary situation, didn't you?
Yeah. After my practice round, I was in a jacuzzi and there was an electric leakage and I got electrocuted. And the whole building went on fire after that, but we were rescued before that. And I was paralyzed from hip down for 3 days, and I wasn't supposed to play golf for a couple months, but I started playing the week after my injury.
Yeah. So then, was this before or after you went and played in St. Louis at the Women's Western Junior Tournament?
It was after the injury, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But now you've started to play again, and I know you rode around in the cart yesterday with your mom trying to save your legs a little bit because you walked. Did you walk all 18 today for tryouts for Glenbrook North?
Yeah, I did. I walked. I carried also. Because it's easier for me to carry sometimes with like cutting greens and stuff. So I like carrying.
When after you got this electrocuted, now this was up in Wisconsin, correctly? Were you at a tournament or are you just vacationing with your family?
I was at an AJGA event, but I sadly had to withdraw from it. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that by Milwaukee or?
Yeah, it was actually, or it was in Peeble, Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pewaukee.
Yeah, Pewaukee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what has it been like for you trying to, and what have you done to try to get your leg healthy again and be able to compete here as you get ready for your sophomore season at Glenbrook North?
I have been going to my physical therapist because, well, before this all happened, my wrists and my knees and my ankles were kind of not doing well, but I've been going to him. He gave me these compressors. He's given me like ice baths and stuff like that, and that has really helped me. Mm-hmm. And he gave me these like foods to eat to help hydrate my body so that my legs don't get as cramped, and it has been working really well.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you say the hotel where you got electrocuted at, the hotel caught on fire?
Yeah. Right.
What hotel was this at?
It was at Wildwood Lodge. It was the AJGA recommended hotel, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
So the whole hotel didn't burn down or anything, or was there a lot of damage or just a little? Do you know? Or
there was a lot of damage to the pool side because that's where it happened. But they actually, when we called the ambulance, the firefighters also came, so they got to like extinguish or like get it out before it became a big fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you said you were like paralyzed from waist down for 3 days, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming that means like you weren't walking or anything at all. So how long was it before you got back on your feet?
On the fourth day, I was able to walk, but it still hurt really badly. And then fifth day, I started to like be able to move it, but it still hurts. So I went to my physical therapist. He gave me the compressors, and when I wear them, I can walk, but it still hurts a little. But it's been a lot better since I got these compressors.
Yeah. Did you get, was the shock into like a certain spot, like by your knee or ankle or so in just the, your whole leg? Or?
In the jacuzzi, I was like sitting, so only my waist down was in it. But the second I got out, my calves muscles started to tense up, which caused it to like, it's like a really bigger or worse version of a muscle like soreness, but it's just more intense, I guess. But there's no blood clots or anything, so that's good.
Like a real tight cramp.
But it just takes really long to heal. Yeah.
So, but are you now 100%? Are you just getting close or where are you at? I know because school golf season is going to start pretty soon now.
Yeah. I might have to sit out for some competitions, but right now when I walk without compressors, it still hurts because it's like there's vibrations, but when I have the compressors, I can walk, but it's a little hard for me to walk 18 right now.
So I know there's a couple more days left of tryouts. Do you plan to play all 3 days? I'm sure your coaches by now know what kind of golf game you have. They've seen you play before.
I am playing because there's only 118 left, so it's going to be all right.
So what's it been like for you since you won? I'm sure there's more people in golf that recognize you, and I'm assuming you've started to hear from some colleges now.
Yeah, ever since I won, there's more colleges that have followed me on Instagram because they're not technically supposed to email me yet. And I've emailed many colleges, and many of them have emailed me back ever since I won. And more colleges or college coaches have watched me in tournaments, and I've heard from a lot of like newscasts, and I've been interviewed a lot too ever since.
Well, I know that you probably have your pick of a lot of schools, and you got a couple of years yet to think about it, but do you think you might go away to another state somewhere, or might you stay closer to home?
I'm thinking about some of the schools in Illinois, but I might want to move to a warmer state, but Illinois does have one of the best facilities for indoors, so there's a lot of pros and cons in that.
Well, it looks like especially the Big Ten Conference is going to change a lot. More schools are coming in, and schools like USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon, so if you go to a school here in the Midwest, you'll be playing these California schools, or even if you go to a California school, you'll probably still get a chance to play the schools here in Illinois. And from what we've seen at a couple of the tournaments lately, it looks like the USC team, they've got some top girls that are playing there, and they could be poised for another championship run here. So how much do you know about some of the local colleges? I mean, like Illinois, Northwestern, schools like that. Do you know a lot about them? Do you have any friends that play for those teams?
So for Illinois, my brother actually goes there, not for golf, but for dentistry. And I've been to the facility before, and it seems like a great facility. It's the number one indoor facility. Northwestern, I actually practiced at one of their home courses, which is my home course, which is the Glen Club. And I see the girls playing, and I've played with some of them, and I've like talked to those players before, and it seems like a really great school.
Next year, you can't be in drive, chip, and putt again. I know, sadly, right now, you'd probably like to do it again. But so what will you do next summer? Will it just be more tournaments, or what do you do to work on your game so you're actually ready for your junior season in high school?
I'm planning to play in bigger tournaments and trying to qualify for some of those bigger tournaments. And this winter, unlike the other years, I'm going to work on my body more and to build up more muscle so that I get more speed and I can like work on my legs more.
Well, finally, if other kids are coming up and they've watched what you've accomplished and they say, I want to do that too, what advice would you have for other kids that want to compete and drive, chip, and putt?
I would recommend that you work on your golf game as a whole, not just the 15, 6, 30 feet putt and like the 15 yard chips and just hitting it straight on a drive. I would just say if you work on your golf game as a whole, you'll be great at drive, chip, and putt because they have different lies at different local, regional, sub-regionals, and they have different grass and all that. So if you work on your golf game, you'll succeed in drive, chip, and putt.
Well, Martha Kurohara, thank you so much for joining us again, and good luck this fall with your Glenbrook North team, and we hope you feel better and back to 100% before too long.
Thank you.